Florida courts have spoken and say the state's medical marijuana distribution system is unconstitutional. That could soon force the legislature and the industry to make changes. I'm Blaze Ganey. In the case of FloraGrown versus the Florida Department of Health, the First District Court of Appeals said the legislature's rules to get a license conflict with the constitutional amendment, specifically the portion that defines a medical marijuana treatment center.
The amendment said an MMTC would grow, dispense, or process, or educate. The word or means they could do any one of those items. In the law that was promulgated by the state, they said the word and they created a vertical system.
Dr. Mark Moore is a certified medical cannabis physician for MedCan in Tallahassee.
We're at year three. 3 years have gone by, and this was just declared unconstitutional and recognized what all the patients in the public recognized 2.5 years ago, that this was not acceptable.
By requiring treatment centers to also do production and distribution, the state has created a system that favors large businesses. According to the Department of Health, there are only 142 dispensaries in Florida and 22 businesses. Out of those, only 13 are operating and serving 240,000 Floridians.
It's really unheard of. There are no other states that do it that have done it this way. Oregon has thousands of licenses. Colorado has thousands of licenses. California, thousands of licenses.
Dr. Moore wants Florida to make a change to be more like those states. Medical Marijuana Business Association of Florida's executive director, Jeffrey Sharkey, thinks the state will be more hesitant than Moore hopes.
These licenses recently have been sold for anywhere between, you know, $50 and $60 million. So there's a lot of investment that's been made in these existing licenses here. I think it would be, the department would be a little reluctant to step out on their own and say, we think that a reasonable number of decoupled licenses, a license for cultivation, a license for processing, a license for retail distribution, should be X, whatever that number is.
And Sharkey thinks opening the market may not be the right approach.
I watch the national market. The price of a pound of marijuana, adult rec, legal, 2 years ago was $4,000 a pound, approximately. It's now $900 a pound because there's so much oversupply. There's so many licenses, so many growers that they're flooding the market with product and people are undercutting.
Sharkey instead thinks the legislature will ultimately get a second shot at fixing the market, a market First DCA Judge Scott Makar calls an oligopoly, while others have a harsher word for it.
They can call it an oligopoly. I'll call it a cartel. I think what the legislature did was set up essentially a state-sanctioned cartel. For decades, almost generations, the good guys with the guns went after the cartels. Now the good guys with the guns protect the cartels as it relates to medical marijuana. Florida needs to end this. We need to open up the market.
That's St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis. For the past 3 years, he's filed legislation to open the medical marijuana market and says he never supported vertical integration.
There's room for probably dozens, if not hundreds, of growers in the state of Florida. There's room for a handful of processors, and there's room for a number of dispensaries.
Brandis believes having more businesses is best for the market and will benefit patients.
All along the line, it was always what was best for the medical marijuana treatment centers. It was not what was best for the patient. What's best for the patient is access.
Brandis says patients who can't afford medical marijuana don't have access to it because their medicine isn't affordable. An ounce in Florida can be up to $400 as opposed to $30 in Oregon. For now, Senator Brandis says he's waiting to hear whether the governor's office will appeal the ruling. If not, he expects this to be the focus when committee weeks start in September. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.